The Financial Survival Network, helping you to survive and thrive in the new economy. Get our complimentary newsletter at financialsurvivalnetwork.com. This is the Financial Survival Network.
You're listening to the financialsurvivalnetwork.com. I'm Kerry Lutz on 1490 WGCH. It's time for the monthly wrap-up, because today is March 1st, 2013. When it's the start of a new month, it's time for Mickey Fulp and I to go over and tell you where the markets have gone, and then you can hopefully figure out where they're going. Mickey, how are you?
I'm doing well, Kerry. Pretty busy.
Yeah, this is a busy time of year for some reason. Actually, most business deals that are going to start and happen start in April, is my theory. So it wasn't my theory. Somebody told me that, and then I went back and I said, you know, that's really true. Most of the major deals I've done have started in April. So maybe it means something, maybe it doesn't. But certainly February was, I would call it charitably an interesting month. And it looks like the stock markets were the main beneficiary.
Yeah, well, if
the main ones, the major ones, as long as we're not talking about the venture.
Well, there you go. But all in all, in terms of movement, it's a pretty dull month. Major markets were up about 1%, so we're still pushing all-time highs in some of these major markets. It all became about sequestration now. That's the new buzzword on the street. We got over the Greek crisis and the fiscal cliff, and it's kind of interesting. To sequestrar means to kidnap in Spanish, so we all know that the American public got kidnapped by the American government a long time ago. So we've got this deal going on now. The president and Congress didn't agree as of today. You know, the best thing about this, the EPA is going to go on a 13-day furlough.
I feel so terrible. That's horrible. That's horrible. Well, you know, so every cloud, huh?
Yeah, so if this happens, all Fed agencies cut their budgets by 9%, and the Department of War gets a 13% hit. So maybe that'll affect our ability to go start another brush fire someplace else in the world.
From your mouth is all I can say.
Okay. The only market that was really down was the Toronto Venture Exchange, as you mentioned, down 7% over the month. The question is how low will it go? Will it get down to at 11:33, close the month? Still got a ways to go to hit the depths of the global economic crisis. And memory serves, December of 2008, it hit around 800.
I know that's when I started buying at least the physical. So, you know, kind of went in there with gusto. But, it's got to make you wonder, because they're saying now that a third of those juniors are not going to exist by the end of the year at the rate they're going, barring something.
I hope that's true.
And the ones that are.
I think about two-thirds of them ought to go away.
Yeah,
well, and I've been saying that for about three or four years now, so maybe it'll finally happen.
Yeah, there's nothing new about it. I mean, you know, basically they're fundraising mechanisms more than they are mining companies. And, you know, how many times can you get duped and still go back for more is really the question.
Well, a lot of people want to call them mining companies, but 90% or more are exploration companies. They don't mine anything. Yeah. And what they do, well, I shouldn't say they don't mine anything. What they mine is the stock market.
Yeah.
And, listeners ought to, if they play in the venture exchange, they ought to be very wary of any private placement that's done in the less than 10 cent range, and it raises less than $1 million right now, because what that tells you is the company is raising money to pay officers and directors' salaries and to pay the rent and to keep their listings current on the venture exchange. So that's a big red flag.
Yeah, the only thing they're mining is is potential investors on Bay Street in Vancouver, right?
Well, it's the Bay Streets where people are being mined. Or the, let me put that the other way. Bay Street's the miners. The people are getting mined out in the hinterlands, retail lay investors. So you've got Howe Street in Vancouver and Bay Street in Toronto, and those are the guys that are mining the stock market, in my opinion.
Hey, for sure. And, you know, it's a funny thing because, you know, these cycles happen. I mean, if you looked back in December when it went down 7%, you'd say, how much lower can it go, right? And or is that November? Went down 7%. You say, well, it can't go any lower, but this is proof that just because something is beat up and it's gone down doesn't mean it can't go down even more. And basically all the other markets, with the exception of the emerging, up around a point, give or take. And that's really all we need to say about them. The metals, another bloody mess there, at least gold and silver, huh?
Well, and that's probably what's contributed to the continued decline in the Toronto Venture Exchange, or part of the reason, because that exchange, although it's not completely dominated by gold exploration companies, gold is what really moves that market up and down. So, yeah, it was a bad month for the precious metals. But we're not, if you look at it, we're not even at what would be called a correction yet. You know, correction's a 10 to 30% decline. And over the course of the month, gold was down a little less than 0.5%. Silver was a little less than 5%. Silver was the big loser, 8%. Platinum and gold kind of tracked each other over the month, and we still have a platinum to gold ratio that's right at one or thereabouts. Bucking the trend, though, was palladium. It was up a bit over the month, about 0.5%. And that probably has to do with the fact that palladium is even more of an industrial metal than platinum is.
Yeah.
The ratios, as we alluded to, gold-silver still hanging in there at 1. The platinum-palladium ratio went down again to 2.1. Mm-hmm. That's as low as it's been since we started tracking this about a year ago. Copper was down about 4.5% over the month, but it's still within our range that we've been at and that we've been predicting of somewhere in the 330 to 390 range. It closed the month at about 350. There are some negative signs on the horizon in the short term for copper. Rising inventories worldwide. Now we're up to about 700,000 tons, which would be somewhat on the order of doing the math in my head, about 11 to 12 days of world supply. We have lower council warrants, which always indicates that less surplus is moving out of warehouses. Countering that argument would be February. We had the Chinese New Year, so historically that's a very slow time in the market for copper and iron ore, et cetera. On the other hand, another negative indication is that we have a very low BDI, although it's still not approaching the 6 and 12 months lows. The BDI is mucking around kind of flat at 750, which if you look at the last 5 years or so, that's quite low.
Yeah, that is pretty low. So the metals definitely in a little bit of a slump, but and copper potentially worse than the others. And, you know, to me, I'm looking at the energy. The big surprise here was natural gas, you know? I mean,
well, I don't know if that was a surprise.
It surprised me.
You had quite a cold snap in the Northeast U.S., and so inventories get drawn down, and the price of gas goes up. It's a speculative market, but it's still a very poor price at $3.50. But it was up considerably over the month. The oil liquids, WTI and Brent, held in very well, And then over the last week or so, they've fallen off. They both lost something on the order of about 5 to 6%.
Right. Yeah, I was just just surprised about the gas because, you know, there's such a glut of it and inventories were getting close to record levels. And then boom, like that, drawn down and up 5% for the month. But, you know, it's basically the weather. You know, it's hard to speculate on the weather. You never know what it's going to do.
And even the weatherman doesn't know what it's going to do.
Especially the weatherman. You know, I always said the way they, when they say there's a 70% chance of rain, it's real simple. They have 10 guys around a table and they say, how many of you guys think it's going to rain? If seven guys raise their hand, that's a 70% chance of rain. And that's how they do it because, you know.
You know. Well, I think it's a little bit more scientific than that now. They run computer models. That's that.
So the computers. They pull the computers.
These computer models. So, no, that's how it's done, Kerry.
Yeah, I know. But it just seems sometimes
it's
like.
It's starting to sound like some sort of Luddite I'm talking to across the country here, Kerry.
Yeah. Nobody's ever accused me of being a Luddite, you know.
Okay. I just did, but I'll take that back.
The last time I slammed a machine, I think it was a tape recorder I had when I was 8 because the thing jammed. But no Luddite here. I'm always pretty up on technology. But just for all the technology, the weather just is always a wild card. And you look at the storms that they've had in the Northeast this year, it's been rather breathtaking. And, you know, like we don't really talk about the economy much in direct terms, but if you look at what happened in the fourth quarter, GDP down, and then you look at all the things that are going on the first quarter, I wouldn't be surprised to see GDP decline, you know, at a far greater rate than it did in the fourth quarter with the tax increase, sequestration, all this bad psychology going on, you know, Europe being back in the news, Italy, all that.
Yeah, right.
So it could happen. But in the meantime, we're looking at the dollar, man.
Quite strong.
Yeah, it's, like the other surprise.
What, a six-month high? Up, what, trying to see my numbers
three
here
and,
right
three
now.
And a half percent, up three to 81.95.
Yeah, and the euro was down about the same, so
the mirror image
goes up. Yep, and that makes sense. And as you say, we've got a stronger dollar, although we did had very weak GDP number for December. I think it was down a tenth or something.
Yeah, correct.
But that was balanced and overcome by the fact that now we have Italy in a world of hurt. And although their bond sales went well in the middle of the week, interest rates are pretty high, something on the order, a little less than 5%, I think. So, but if it's not one thing to worry about, the banksters will give us another thing, and we'll see where it goes from here, Gary.
Yeah, it's just real interesting. You know, it's a world of woe, and right now most of the woe is in Europe, but next month or the month after, it'll come back to the U.S. You could be sure. It just goes back and forth, and somehow the currencies just manage to stay at around the same level. I mean, the dollar's up that high that it hit. You know, we haven't seen it really hit a new high. It's been muddling around in that 79 to 80 range for better than a year. So, you know, the longer it goes, the sooner it's going to stop doing that. And some breakout is going to occur in one direction.
Well,
or the
it's
other.
Almost at 82, so maybe we're on the verge of a breakout right now.
That could well be. Well, anyway, Mick, mercenarygeologist.com, and what's the radio one and the Asian one again? I never remember them.
Oh, they're pretty easy, Kerry. Mercenarygeologist.fm.
FM, right. And dot Asia,
and,
right?
And dot Asia. Okay. And at Mercenary Geo for our increasingly active Twitter followers.
Yeah, that's cool. And as always, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. And hey, we'll talk to you next month. Actually, we'll talk to you in a couple weeks and we'll kind of cover one of these commodities that seems to be going batty that we'll try to make sense of it. Okay.
Okay. Well, it might be a little difficult because I'm going to be on an extended tour of Asia. So,
oh, right. Yes.
So
yes.
We'll try to fit something in at some point, but it's probably going to be either the middle of the night or very early in the morning for one of us.
All right. Not a problem. I never sleep anyway, so I'm always game.
Right. Sleep is always overrated in my book.
My feeling too. So, all right, you be well. We'll talk to you soon. All right.
Take care, Kerry. Bye-bye.